Mojo News would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land where this radio show is being created and pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. Hi, I'm your host Crystal, and this is Mojo Radio, bringing you the most important news of the week. In politics, the Australian government's housing bill is set to pass Parliament after they reached a deal with the Greens. The bill was previously blocked by the Greens, whose demands included a freeze on rent increases. The $10 billion bill does not include the freeze, but will see $1 billion spent on public and community housing. The Housing Australia Future Fund is expected to create 30,000 new and affordable social houses in its first 5 years. Victoria Police say there will be a stronger police presence in Melbourne CBD after a deadly car crash on Bourke Street last week. Commander Mark Galliott says the police will be there to make the city safer.
We're there by your side and keeping the community and, more importantly, the Melbourne CBD safe.
A man has been charged with murder after he allegedly crashed his car into pedestrians and two other vehicles on Friday, September 8. In social news, Southeast Australia is expected to experience hotter than average temperatures in the coming week as spring arrives. The Bureau of Meteorology is forecasting temperatures to reach between 8 and 12 degrees above average this weekend. Australia's unemployment rate has remained at 3.7% for August, after slightly decreasing in July. Australian Bureau of Statistics data shows employment increased by nearly 65,000, while unemployment declined by 2,600. Part-time jobs accounted for 96% of the increase in employment. A drive-by shooting in northwest Melbourne has left a couple's home sprayed with bullets, but no one was physically harmed. The home of a couple in their 50s was the target of a drive-by shooting in Craigieburn on Wednesday night. Victoria Police suspect it was a targeted assault on the person who had previously lived in that house. In international news, thousands have been killed and at least 10,000 are missing after floods caused by storms hit the city of Derna in Libya. Experts are anticipating the death toll will exceed 5,000. Flood waters wiped out a quarter of the city of Derna after a dam burst. The Moroccan government is under scrutiny for its reluctance to accept international aid after a devastating earthquake. A 6.8 magnitude earthquake hit Morocco on Friday, September 8, leaving at least 2,600 people dead. So far, the Moroccan government has only accepted aid from Spain, the UK, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. Officials are defending their decision, saying it would be chaotic to have teams from all over the world coming to Morocco. In technology, sales of the iPhone 12s have been banned in France after the country's radiation watchdog showed the phone breached European radiation exposure limits. France's radiation agency, ANFR, said that if the issue is not fixed, it would order a recall of the device across France. Jean-Noël Barrett, France's junior minister of digital economy, says a software update could potentially solve the problem. And in sports, AFL president Gillon McLachlan has defended the tribunal process after Collingwood's Braden Maynard had his rough conduct charge thrown out. Maynard was slapped with the charge during the first round of the AFL finals when he collided with Melbourne player Angus Brayshaw. Brayshaw was knocked out cold and a worrying history of concussion has put a question mark over his playing future. McLachlan says the AFL is duty-bound to consider rule changes after the incident. That is all for today. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, please log on to mojonews.com.au.